Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Father, we pray and believe right now, this night, that the things that you want us to know about, things you want to manifest in our lives, we will be accepting those things. Thank you for revelation knowledge. Thank you for a precious Holy Spirit who's our helper to understand your way of doing things. We bless all these souls tonight at this soul, and all over the world they're sowing. Thank you so much. And open our eyes that we can see what good things you want to do for us. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I know you have to open to Matthew 13. We're going to deal with the secrets of living in kingdom abundance. Or there are some mysteries that has to be revealed to you about living in kingdom abundance. Now, abundance in every area of your life, you understand? Now, when I walked to the pulpit, the Lord gave me a verse that I think is very important. I think this verse going to go with a statement he gave me. You have to know how to create an atmosphere for abundance. You have to know how to create an atmosphere for abundance. Abundance will not go anywhere, anyhow, anyway. The verse that the Lord said to me in Philippians chapter 4, verse 9, if you're following somebody who know about abundance, try to be like them. And that atmosphere is so important for abundance. You cannot think the same old way for abundance to begin to flow in your life. You have to think at another dimension. Remember, when I tell you something, I'm always preparing you for something. Notice that night voice. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. Amen. Very important. Very important. Apostle Paul said, Apostle Leroy can say it. Amen. Yeah. You don't just get there. Now, salvation includes eternal life. Say what I said, eternal what? Everlasting life, which run into each other. The abundant life of the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. Salvation includes that. So if you have eternal life, you should have abundant life in every aspect of your life. Secondly, I want you to know, this is very important. I said it before. I don't know how many people are catching this. The kingdom of God. Now, don't get your mind on money as soon as I say this. It includes money. But the kingdom of God is a seed kingdom. It works by a seed. Abundant is always hidden in a seed. That's the way the kingdom operates. Let me prove that. Let's see, as a scripture God called in my mind now that will help us so immensely. I want you to soak in that. That the kingdom of God is a seed kingdom. And abundant, watch what I'm going to say now, is hidden in the seed. It's hidden for somebody and it's hidden from somebody. Turn to Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3. Jesus was a seed carrying abundance. The abundant life was hidden in Jesus. Exactly where you are hidden. So within you, abundance is your inheritance. In every aspect of your life. You hear me? Notice there in Genesis 3:15 what happened now. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. All I want you to see there is the emphasis there is that Jesus was a seed. Now we know, without revelation, you ought to know it now, the word of God is a seed. Huh? So I want you to write down in your notes, abundance is hidden in the seed. Note this, that abundance is a harvest. Write that down. It's a harvest. Abundance is a harvest from the seed. That's the way the whole kingdom works. Nothing on the earth can stop it. Nobody can stop it. The institution can't stop it. Academic can't stop it. The police can't stop it. Politics can't stop it. Once a person learns their rights in Christ, abundance cannot be kept from their life. In everything. Happy, wealthy, healthy. No, they're going to live a long life. Now, we're going into three sets of scriptures. And I wrote down for you, notice these scriptures because a marvelous revelation is about to hit your spirit and your soul. Turn to Matthew chapter 13. Verse, let's see if I want to read this first. No, let's read John 10:10 first. I think it'll give them more emphasis when I read in Matthew 13, because there's a great insight the Holy Ghost want to give us, and John 10:10 will set us up, all right? You know of the scripture, but you don't know where I'm going. Go ahead and quote all you want. Just quote like this. Quote it. Go ahead, quote it. You're going to quote it. I know you're going to quote it. The thief, John 10:10, the thief cometh, what? But for what? What else? Now, the next part of this verse includes your identity. Your identity, once you became a child of God, is I am. Whatever the scriptures say that I am, I am. Whatever the scriptures say I can have, I can have. Whatever the scriptures say I can be, I can be. You've got to come to the point to understand that faith is the element working in all of it. You've got to build your faith and keep building your faith. But in your I am identity, Genesis said the revelation belongs to you. Every manifestation, every demonstration, every creation, every miracle, every sign, every wonder, every resurrection you have seen, it belongs to you right here, right now. But you have to position yourself to understand that the kingdom of God is a seed kingdom, and all that God has provided for us is hidden in a seed. We've got to get the seed to manifest. So the second part of the verse, now you talk about the thief, But it seemed like Jesus in this scripture paid no mind to the first part of this verse. See, and you have to come to the point that the first part of this verse is not talking to me. Because once you learn how to live in abundance, some things I'm going to share with you, once you learn how to live in abundance, you can't live in abundance if the thief still stealing. He want to steal, he want to kill, and he want to destroy your life by living below your means. See, not just talking about physical death there, talking about just your life don't worth nothing. You're always trying to make it. And that's been in the church too long. And once the church start walking in revelation and anointing and in faith and hope properly, the things in this book become there. Thank you for them low amens. Amen. Jesus Christ, you've been there so long you don't want to say it loud. Listen to me. Amen. A marvelous revelation. Amen. Now notice Jesus said, I am come that you might have life. Now notice circle or underline the word might, because that's where most Christians are. And he used the word might twice. And that they might have it more abundantly. Underline the word abundantly. He wants you to have it abundantly. Life abundantly. Say it. Life abundantly. Now I'm revealing with you, or sharing with you, the secret of living in kingdom abundance. The mysteries of living in kingdom abundance. Abundance in your life in every way. You understand? You have the divine right to live in abundance. Now, there are two sets of scriptures that the Lord just revealed to me driving down here. I should have seen that many years ago. But once you see these two scriptures, you're set to understand where your abundance is. Why you're not living in abundance. I'm not talking about no confession yet now. Just get it straight. Confession, possession. We're talking about possessing abundance. We have confessed abundance long enough. We done confessed a whole lot of stuff. It's time to possess the thing that are rightfully ours through Jesus Christ. We need to honor Jesus by letting these things happen to us. When we let abundance happen to us, we're honoring Jesus. We're honoring the Father. Go to Matthew 13. I'm going to let the cat out the bag. In these two sets of scriptures, whenever the Lord talks about abundance, and talk about abundance being stolen from us, he always have a lesson on the seed. You're going to see the seed, both lessons, how, if you don't have a revelation of abundance, how it is stolen from you. My job is to give you a revelation on abundance, how it works. So I want you to see these two sets of scripture, both times, but both times it was lessons on seed. And if a person don't have ears to hear about the seed, they will never see abundance. Because Jesus was a seed, abundance was in him. And every lesson he teach about a seed is the same thing that he is. All right, in Matthew 13, you know Jesus had taught about the soul, the word, told us about different soils and different returns, different harvest. Then I want you, in Matthew 13, I want you to see the ninth verse. What the ninth verse say? How many of y'all got ears to hear? And I'm not talking about just physically either. I'm talking about you listening spiritually, all right? All right, now notice the 11 and 12 verses. The disciples asked him why he was teaching them in parable. He answered and said unto them, 11 verses, you with me?
Yes,
notice what he says here now. He just got through teaching about a seed. Because it is given unto you to know the mystery of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. I submit to you that seed is, that verse is seed orientated. Because he just taught the longest lesson on a seed that he had taught. Matter of fact, he's beginning to train them how to live in the kingdom. And the kingdom is a seed kingdom. You don't understand seed, you're not going to be able to function in abundance. Thank you for them four amen.
Amen.
It's giving you to know the mysteries of the kingdom, underlying mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. But to them it is not given. Now notice verse 12. For whosoever hath a revelation of the mysteries of the kingdom in the sea. You cannot speak lack and live in abundance. You cannot think lack and live in abundance. You cannot keep hearing lack from somebody else and live in abundance. You cannot keep associating with lack. People are crying about how they're trying to make it. But it's given to you to know the mystery of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. All right, so we use a used child, right? For whosoever has the revelation, to him shall be given. Now, you'll be back in John 10:10 now. Come on, you got to see this. You remember what John 10:10 said the first A part? Now, we're back there. Now, here's the secret of how the enemy either can steal from you or cannot. He says, look at the first part of verse 12. For whosoever has, to him shall be given, and he shall what? And she what? Now stop acting like this voice talking to somebody else. Stop acting like this voice is just talking in Jesus' day. Know that this voice is talking to you tonight. This word was given to you so you can live it right now. Stop living in yesterday. Stop talking about it's a good scripture. No, let it get down in you and go to work. Are you seeing me? For whosoever has an understanding of the mystery of the fact that the kingdom function by seed. Now, having it does not mean on paper. Have it does not mean by quotations. Have it does not mean I got the revelation. No, having mean act on it. Happy are ye if you do it. You see, I got that voice on the board out there. It's going to stay out there a while. You got to do it. It's not going to work if you don't do it. All right, so for whosoever has, to him shall be given. And he shall what? Have what?
More
abundant. More abundant. But notice what it said next. But whosoever has not, what happened? See? You see it? That's the revelation on John 10:10. That's the revelation on you having abundance in your life or not having abundance. I hope you're seeing it.
Yes,
see, abundant work by seed, and you have to have a revelation of the seed. But not only a revelation, you have to act on the revelation. And then nothing and nobody can steal abundance from you or can keep you from living the abundant life. I'm talking about in every area. He that hath shall be given and given more abundant. He that hath not, what did he say he's going to do? Take it away. Where are you? Where are you? Now, I'm not talking about no confession yet. I'm talking about where are you? See, because, see, we become too satisfied with just enough. The Lord didn't say nothing about no just enough. He said abundance. But what you expect? What kind of expectation you have? What kind of hope you have? What kind of vision you have? What type of imagination are you living with? Stop looking at your neighbor. And stop looking at the point. All right. Those two verses, you must get a hold of. Because I'm proud to say, how many online? I'm proud to say, most people under my voice tonight are living below. Their rights. The key word in ministry, when I come here, the key words in ministry for me is results. When I teach a message like this, I go to watching because I expect something to happen. I expect, because I know it can happen with the revelation was put out, but are you going to work the revelation, recognize now I know how the enemy can steal anything from me. Is that if I don't understand how the kingdom work, that the kingdom is a seed kingdom, and that I can't use no better scripture. I got to use the scripture in 2 Corinthians 9:10. He said, give seed to the sower. Now, I just don't want you to see finance in that. I want you to know that when he give you a revelation, give you the word, a revelation in the word, he's just giving you a seed. When a supernatural thought come to your mind, he just give you a seed. All right, so a word from God is a seed. May the Lord, listen to me, may the Lord give you a rhema seed tonight. You know what a rhema seed is? It's something already done. There's nowhere to stop it. The Lord is ready, I never heard this before, to give you rhema favor. Finished product. I want you to be listening in your prayer time, in your praise time. Listen, because He will be aiming to manifest this teaching in your life. Are you hearing me? Because now you've caught the thief. You know how he's stealing. He's stealing from you what you don't know. My job is to make sure you know it. So tonight the Holy Spirit is clothing you for abundance. To teach on abundance at this level, a mantle of abundance is being released or imparted in this house tonight. Now listen to me now. Don't get your feeling hurt. But I'm beyond the mystery. I'm in the manifestation. But I had to learn the mystery first, John. After I studied the mystery and know how the mystery worked and found out that it worked through a seed, now I went on into the manifestation. Matter of fact, many times I went on into the demonstration. Yes, what I heard the Holy Spirit say. I have placed in you the ability to create abundance. Every child of God has the ability to create abundance because they got abundant seed on the inside of them. His name is Christ. How did it work, Lord? Jesus said to me right now, I'm not designed to give you advice. I'm not an advice giver. What I give you, I expect you to do it. So never from this pulpit think I'm giving you advice. I'm not giving you an advice. I'm a man sent from God to tell you what thus said the Lord. And if you do it, the Holy Spirit's going to make it happen. Now, I can tell you right now, something happened to me in Plainview, Texas. My whole ministry changed. At certain intervals that God took me to a deeper level and a higher level. And you can notice right now how I'm ministering to you. Something happened. He cut off the other floor and gave me another floor. So you have the potentials of abundance living in you. I don't care what the economic, I don't care what this world do. I don't care what they say. I don't care who in the White House, who in the outhouse, or none of that. You, because you are a child of God, especially you all under the word like y'all are, you have the, but you got to think abundant. Oh, yeah, it is, boys. You got to dress abundant. Y'all want abundance in kinky pants. No. You got to get creating an atmosphere for it. Talking about, I don't feel like. Ain't nobody ask you what you feel. Somebody trying to teach you something and you get all upset. That's first class stupidity. Because trying to show you something. That's you rise your thinking. You think bigger. You don't think small. Think big. So abundance is stolen from me. No matter what I heard, if I don't practice it, the enemy steal abundance. Not abundance. The enemy steal abundance from me. He that had shall more be given. And he said, give it to him abundantly, didn't it? Yes. He that had not, that what you had should be taken away. Turn to Matthew 25. Sit down. We're dealing with John 10:10, Matthew 13, 11, and 12, and Matthew 25, 28 to 30. Turn now. When you know somebody loves you, and that person push you somewhere, trying to push you somewhere. Don't be contrary. It's trying to do something for you to get you in a place that the average Christian will never go, the average preacher will never go, because the preacher try to go with the style of the world. No, you got to keep going, man. Preachers must not become people pleasers. If you're in a church and the preacher become a pleaser to you, you're not somewhere where somebody can watch over you, because they're going to compromise when they need to tell you something. Yes. Tell me.
Tell me.
Now notice this. This is another lesson on the seed. This boy got scared and didn't sow. And the Lord wanted him to have abundance, but he can't have abundance without a seed. So look at this, these verses. In the 28th verse, let's see, 25, 28. Take therefore the talent from him and give it to him which has 10 talents. Boy, when I first read that as a Baptist boy preacher, I said, Lord, look at the Lord. You're going to take it from the poor man and give. But it wasn't no poor man. It was a stupid man. It was a man who did not follow orders. He saw them other two guys sold, but he wouldn't do it. He was scared. Fear. When you start going to another level, fear will try to tell you that's too much. What they gonna think? Don't even just shut your ears off then. It don't mean no difference what they gonna think. They could have the same thing, but I ain't gonna stay down there with them because they don't want to think right and won't let the Lord do what he wanna do in my life. I'm not against them, but I'm against being stupid. Revelation has to be used, not just written down. Y'all ought to be so excited here tonight, because y'all, I've taught y'all these few minutes about abundance. You've learned revelation about abundance. I don't want you to just sit there and take that. I want to see it. I got some points. The Lord wants to see it. The Lord wants you to represent his abundance on earth, that men may come to the knowledge that he's a good God and become born again. Man can't stand to see the goodness of God over and over again and not ask questions. Notice here, Jesus, I said, Jesus, boy, Jesus is real hard about this, but it was just, he just had to deal with it. Therefore, this man was supposed to sow, and he didn't sow. He was afraid, went and hid the money. He called him a wicked and a slothful servant. Take therefore the talent from him, verse 28. Give it to him which have 10 talents. If there's going to be a robbery, give it to my child. Take it from him and give it to him. He ain't doing nothing with it. Notice verse 29 now. For unto everyone that has, that is, the Bible talking about it again, shall be given, and he shall have what? Abundance. He said it over in the 13th chapter, didn't he? Yes. Huh? Yes. Both times he talking about a seed, wasn't he? Yes. All right, watch what happened. But from him that had not shall be taken away that which he had. Yes. You don't have the revelation. Then he called him an unprofitable servant. Cast that rascal into the darkness. Wow. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Yes. Now, this is going to hurt. Oh, my God, I didn't want to hear this. A lot of good Christians are in verse 30. But thank God we're riding up tonight, huh? You understand what I'm saying? You understand that I'm for you. That's why I'm here. But I have to tell you like it is. Most of y'all living below your means. And you love the Lord. And you got scriptures in your heart and in your mind and in your hand. Okay? So just know I'm with you. Just know I'm trying to train you. Again, let me repeat another thing I want you to have. Abundant is included in your I am identity in your life. Because you're a child of God, abundant is included in that. Being a child of God, abundant is included in that. But you didn't take 10th grade level lesson in fourth grade. You had to pass grade to get to 10, right? Oh, you just went to school and they took you out of four and just put you in 10? Suppose I was able to show you tonight how to permit the Holy Spirit to reveal abundance to you and strengthen you to walk in it. To reveal it to you. We're about to see it. He's going to reveal it to you. And I'd be up to you after this. He's going to reveal it to you. And then he's going to give you strength to walk in it. That's the way the Lord operates. The Lord just don't reveal something. Once he reveals it, if you participate, the Holy Spirit will give you the strength, the wisdom, the know-how, all to walk in it. Now, 9 out of 10 I'm talking to know I need to make a change. I know I'm supposed to be for denying. Can I just deal with it, you know? And they got, what, 400 people in the line? I don't know how many people? I don't know. But I'm talking to all of you. No, I'm not going to forget to show it to you. See, he get to talk and go somewhere else. No, I ain't going nowhere else. I got it. Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. The apostle Paul revealed, or the Holy Spirit through the apostle Paul reveal abundance to the church at Ephesus and show them the strength to walk in it. Hallelujah. Oh no, look at me. Everybody look at me. Oh no, there's nothing wrong with abundance. I heard that old spirit just now. I got to talk to him right now. So he can't, you don't supposed to be up here. You're not supposed to be here talking about abundance don't mean that much. I'm living a good life. I love the Lord. I'm not talking about your good life and loving the Lord. I'm talking about another aspect of the kingdom that God wants you to have. God wants you to advertise the kingdom of heaven on earth. God wants the world to know that I have a good father who takes care of me on a daily basis. Here it is, please. God wants you to have the best. When you have the best, you can preach better. You can teach better. You can witness better. God wants your life to witness before you say anything. I walk in a restaurant like this, where I'm dressed. I walk in a restaurant. The waitress, more times, say, "Sir, what you do?" See? You go out all dressed, all raggedy, and ask you nothing. No respect, no. I remember they told me about an apostle, and I'm going to give you this. An apostle back in the day, he would take young boys on his own money, dress them up, and take them to the fanciest restaurant he can find and teach them how to use the right fork, etiquette at the table. many, many years ago. I'm trying to think about his name now, Apostle Skinner. Was it Skinner? Yes. He would take them. Tell them, set up straight. Straighten your tie out. Lazy people don't need no abundance because it's just going to become a bigger mess. I'm always reaching out to you. I'm trying to teach you. I'm not trying to rule you. I'm trying to revelate you. I'm trying to give you a revolution. All right, verse 14. 3:14, let's walk. We're going to step right into abundance. How abundant? How to step into abundance. The Holy Spirit revealed it here. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you. Now watch this 16th verse now. That he would grant you what? What? Keep reading. Keep reading. Verse 17. Verse 18, keep reading. Read 19 and don't read 20. Read 19. All this prepping and all this preparation and all this revelation, all this strength he give, now he bring you to the 20th verse. Because you got to get ready to get there. You got to get ready. See, abundance don't just happen. You got to be ready for it. And so here he show you through the Holy Spirit the steps to abundance, that love got to be abundantly in your heart. The Holy Spirit got to give you strength in your soul. Then he says, now. Up to then, he couldn't. My job in this series of teaching on abundance and here tonight is to bring two nouns together. Ephesians 3:20 and Hebrews 11:1. Now is what? Present tense. Right? These are divine nouns. These can become to you supernatural nouns because they came from God. Now notice what it says here. Now unto him. Not before. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly. Exceeding abundantly. Note the other word he used. Next word. Above. Underline those words, please. Above all that we ask or think. You remember I told you got to think abundant? But know what it's based on now. According to the power that worketh in us. What power? The revelation? The Holy Spirit? You see it? So, I'm going to repeat this again. Notice how to permit the Holy Spirit to reveal abundance to you and strengthen you to walk in it. All right? The reason for living in kingdom abundance is because God is the God of abundance and he wants to express his kingdom abundance on earth through you or through his children to all men, that they may know that he's a good God. Yes. Now, I wrote that when I walk in my office. The Lord, this all the things I've been talking to you, I walk in my office, the Lord said, right. I said, the dead and wrong. Now, let me get to what I already had. The secret of living in kingdom abundance. First of all, what do you have in your heart in abundance. Turn to Matthew 12, 34. What do you have in your heart in abundance? Matthew 12, 34. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Out of the abundance of the heart, it determines what function in your life. Okay? All right, you ready? Yes. I'll give you a scripture in a minute. The first secret is that the kingdom of God is in you, ready to manifest all that it is to you now on the inside and the outside. When you read Luke 17, 21, 22, stop looking for the abundant life on the outside. Stop looking just for a good job. That's not abundant in that job. The abundant is the wisdom, the understanding, the knowledge, the increase that is on the inside of you, that you have the right by faith to cause it to manifest on the outside. God is the source of abundance. God is the supplier of abundance to his children. See? You have to have a revelation of abundance. You have to let the Holy Spirit illuminate you on the inside. Whatever happened within will come without. Abundant is not an effect. Abundant is a cause. As long as you're on the outside of your life looking and trying to make things happen, you're dealing with the effect. Once you know how to work within and the production system on the inside of you from glory start working, what's in you gonna start manifesting on the outside. How many seeing that? See, every child of God at this point is pregnant with abundance. On the inside, you carrying abundance all the time. If you carry the baby right, the baby will manifest alive. But I think sometimes we are aborting the baby. We're killing abundance by something coming out of our mouth, something coming out of our mind. We're letting something go in our ear. We're letting television talk to us. We're letting men tell us how bad everything is. Ain't nothing bad. Nothing, absolutely nothing bad. According to what eyes you're looking out of. Things are getting better. And better and better. Ooh, I almost can't stand it. It's getting so better. That's the way you got to see it. Don't look at your wallet. No, don't look at nothing else. Just keep looking on the inside. And you'll start expanding, enlarging, advancing. Every one of y'all got surplus on the inside of you. You have opulence on the inside of you. Jesus is surplus. The Holy Spirit is opulent. Opulent. Enlargement comes to the body of Christ tonight. Those who are hearing and going to go over this, meditate it, activate it, access it, share it. Because God, you're going to be so blessed, you got to help somebody. Yes, I don't tell everything I do all the time, but a young man I see got pretentious. And I sent him a roll of money and told him, get on up the road. Let's go. I know he didn't know how much he had when I put it in his hand. You know, he thought he had $20, $25. No, he hit him. No. But I see potentials in him. All he got to do is stick with it. See, when you got money, you can help somebody. All right. Luke chapter 12, verse 32. I want you to write this principle down. You must have no fear of having kingdom abundance because it's yours, or because it's your Father's good pleasure. Ooh. You see it? To give you the kingdom. You don't need to have no fear. Let me say it to you again. You must have no fear about your background, about your family heritage, about your culture, your skin. Or you must have no fear of having kingdom abundance. You can't be stopped because it's your Father's good pleasure to give it to you. If you fall in line with the revelation and the understanding that he's given you tonight and the enlightenment and stop doubting yourself, and stop trying to figure out what you gonna do. Your part is to yield. Surrender. Say, I can't do it. See? God is looking for people who can't do it. And you're looking at a prime example right up here. I don't know what I'm doing half the time. I've been preaching Madison Square Garden, Brazil, London. On 4 jets. God looking for somebody who know they can't do it. You better stop being so smart. You're missing out. All right. So you see, it's the Father's good pleasure to give it to you? Because I'm going to give you 2 or 3 more other points right quick. Sometime, I'm going to give you a scripture in a minute. You will have to take the kingdom by force. Matthew 11, 12. Kingdom of heaven suffered violence. And the violent took it by force. I saw a principle in that verse that sometime you just got to take it. But you have the power to take it. Revelation, a rhema word, insight, illumination. There's a spirit in man that receives inspiration from the Almighty. There are abundant inspiration that God wants to reveal to you. Inspire. I'm inspired to live in abundance. I know it's not wrong. See, a lot of times we compromise our right to please other people. That way the Lord can't use you. Because you're more concerned about what other people think about you than what the Lord told you he wants you to do. You got Matthew 11, 12? Read it. Hold up, because they don't have it in the back. Finally. Read it. Sometimes you have to be violent with Satan when he try to tell you this is further you can go. Like he tell you, you're not going to make it. You got to pull out the sword and start cutting. Let him know he's not going to keep you on one level. All All right? In order to live in kingdom abundance, you must understand the sower, the seed, the sow, the surplus, and the source. Right in Matthew 13:1-8, I'll show you all of them. In order to live in kingdom abundance, you must understand the sower, that's you, the seed, the sow, the surplus, and the source. Amen. You will find that in no book. And that's Matthew 13:1-18. Just keep reading it over and over again, because in order to operate in abundance, you got to be able to hear, you have to be able to see, and you got to be able to understand on another level. Yes, normally, everybody be the same. But then when a person starts seeing and hearing and understanding, they go into another level. That's what the Lord wants. The Lord, see, he says, search the scripture, for in them you think you have life. But they testify of me, and you won't come to me that you might have life. So somewhat, Satan have used the scripture to throw us. Because we become satisfied with scriptures without results. Oh, Leroy, they all talked about that. Yeah. Oh, my God. The man done cut me for sure. You become satisfied with scripture. I know that. I know that. I know that. I know that. Let me see that. Can you show it to me? Because you don't know it until you can show it to me. See. It's a story told about the man. You heard me tell a story about the 23rd Psalm. This boy was eloquent. He spoke it all the adjective and English and eloquence. But then an old man come fumbling behind him, just chopping the words up. Everybody got moved. He said, what happened? He know the psalm. The elder man who comes stumbling there, he know the shepherd. The shepherd always manifests when you know him. And do what he tell you to do. I am come that you might have life. You think Jesus was lying?
No.
So who the liar then? There you go. You can just see me. Me. Us, me, us. Always another level. No one. Turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 25. Let me close. No one and nothing can stop a child of God from living in abundance. No one and nothing can stop a child of God from living in abundance. I don't care who against you. The man had five armies against him. Then he prayed so long. Then he said, Lord, I don't know what to do. But he made a statement. I got my eyes on you. You got your eyes on me? Oh, you don't trust me? In this kind of condition you in now, you going to keep your eyes on me? That's what he said. He said, I'm going to take you in abundance. So much they couldn't carry it away. You see it? That was supposed to be a catastrophe. That was supposed to be a destruction. But by revelation and a prophetic word, because the prophet comes spoke to him. See? So included in there, I want you to look at it. Included in there, Second Chronicle 20:20. When you got somebody teaching you like I'm teaching you, and then evidence. I'm not trying to tell you go somewhere I have not been. I'm one of the 12 spies. I come back to tell you, just like he said, in this life, now, stop waiting. Put to practice this word. I gotta close. It's another thing you got to know. Don't blame the children of God who live in kingdom abundance, but find out what they're doing. Listen, I got to close, children. Kingdom explosion of abundance is knocking on the door of the people of God.
Hallelujah.
Let him in and watch what happens. He said to me in prayer, abundance is not a burden to the Lord. It is his desire. For he is the God of abundance. Hallelujah. In 1 Kings 10:10, write it quickly. The abundance of God, when the queen come down to see King Solomon, she gave him a gift before she left. In 1 Kings 10:10. The abundance, I can't see how a person gives somebody something who got that much. Y'all don't get it. You spell it S-O-I-L. After she said all that Solomon had, how they were dressed, how his servants were dressed. Before I leave, Solomon, I want to plant something. I know you don't need it, but I need to plant it. She was a rich woman herself, you see. I think that's one of the biggest gifts or biggest seed ever was sown, that woman sowed in Solomon. You got that 1 Kings 10:10. You don't need to shut your eyes. You see it. All right. Let's close with this. Let the Lord know you are ready to activate, access, and accept your life of abundance now. Let the Lord know you are ready to activate, access, and accept your life of abundance now. You must think abundance, see abundance, feel abundance, talk abundance, and receive abundance. Until you're ready to function in kingdom abundance, or know how to function in kingdom abundance, you cannot and will not function in kingdom dominion. I'm going to come back and teach you about kingdom dominion. But you have to function in kingdom abundance to function in kingdom dominion. God wants you to dominate down here. You remember what I talked about Sunday? Whosoever born of God overcomes the world.
Yes,
you're an overcomer. Yes, you can't overcome without abundance.
Amen.
This world will never respect you until you walk in abundance.
Yes,
I don't care how many tears you cry. I don't care if you got fire lit up on your head. They're not going to respect you, because abundant label you as a child of God. All right. All right. Give God some praise.